Diese wundervolle Stimme gehört einem Mann, der hier bei mir im Studio ist. Love in the face of fear. So heißt wow. Jim Croft is here. Hi. Sorry. I was like just blinded by. I wanted to make it. Call me love. Love.
Call me love. I'll take that any day of the week. In fact, my friend Jonas here, his surname is Lieber.
Yes. Oh, really?
From the great band Ariance, Jonas Lieber. So we're all talking about love. What other conversation is there?
That's good. I love to talk about love, and it's maybe a lack of talking about love. That's what you experienced by writing your new album. Is that right?
Well, I just think I had this sense when I started writing this album, you know, which is called Love in the Face of Fear, or Liebe im Angesicht des Schreckens, I think is, we're using the genitive for the German. But I had this sense of like, you know, what it's someone in the prime of your life and you have the opportunity to make an artwork. You know, what is it that you're putting out into the world? You know, and I felt this sort of sense of responsibility in this moment just to what is it that I, after all that I've experienced in my life, to sort of compress everything into a message that and a music and a meaning that I can stand by and that I can really, you know, talk about and put energy into the world. And, you know, and actually I was stuck before the beginning of the writing of the album, but then I was just walking through Berlin one day in the snow and I just realized what I wanted to talk about was love. And more importantly, what's your response to the world? And that is love in the face of fear.
Mm-hmm. So I started the interview too quickly. I just want to introduce the rest. It's not just Jim Croft. It's Dan, the drummer. Der Schlagzeuger ist auch noch da von Jim's Band und Jonas an der Gitarre. Heute zu dritt da. Erstmal hallo. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, this so is it. Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Flux FM.
So, Jim, can you tell us what you have been through doing that new album? Because mm-hmm. what we know about you is that you're not just sitting down and writing an album, you're doing stuff before, and then the album comes along with that. Is that right?
Well, that's right. You know, I've been working on this project called Journeys for some years, and it has sort of taken me out sort of all across the world, but, you know, both as a musician and as a filmmaker, and also exploring other things like human rights and, you know, really trying to unearth what was going on in the world. And so I set out in 2014, and you know, one of the curiosities, you know, is I had so many amazing experiences. I went right across China, touring across China and played with some of the most amazing musicians in East Africa. Went 15,000 kilometers solo during winter and the Russian winter.
Wow.
In Russia on the Trans-Siberian Express. And, you know, and then went and tried to look and see if it was possible to make a contribution to the lives of refugees in Greece and in the Balkans. And then I was over in the US during the rise of Trump, during the rise of populism, shooting a documentary there all over the US. So, yeah, there was so much, you know, I was pretty worn out when I got back from all these sort of these great journeys. But that was the starting point because, of course, I was releasing music during that period under the Journeys project. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to somehow, you know, also face up to the experience I'd had. And, I'd sort of seen so much fear and so much polarization and hatred growing, you know, in the world. But the paradox was that so many of the things that I'd seen was to experience so much welcome and kindness.
Hey, little guy.
You know, from people all over, you know, if you're lost, someone will always point you in the right direction. You know, people have stereotypes about how people with different political opinions might behave, but, you know, when I was in the US, I had so much hospitality from Trump supporters. And, you know, and I think that's part of the thing with the record. It's like, how do we break down these divides? How do we overcome our differences of opinion? How do we get back to that core of what it is to be a human being?
Mm-hmm. I guess it was too long to translate exactly, but broken down. Also runtergebrochen, er war wahnsinnig viel unterwegs, wer Jim Croft schon ein bisschen verfolgt hat. Er hat mit seiner Journeys-Reihe ganz viel Länder bereist und ist jetzt auch wieder unterwegs gewesen für diese neue Platte. Er war zum Beispiel zu Zeiten, als der Trump-Wahlkampf war und als Trump eben groß geworden ist in den USA und hat da eine Dokumentation drüber gedreht und einfach dann auch dieses Gefühl gefühlt, wie er es dann auch genannt hat, die Platte Love in the Face of Fear, hat er versucht in diese Platte zu bringen. So, one thing I thought about when I read about your new album is, did you get the point where the society or we human beings lost our empathy? Sometimes it feels like that we lost it.
Right. Yeah. I, you know.
Or our moral concept. I don't know.
obviously we still feel. I mean, this is the thing. It's in each and every single one of us. We have this broad palette of different emotions, and those include hatred, and they include love, and they include empathy. But for some reason, there is something going on at the moment that I think is distracting us. You know, I think the album is very much about looking at the world from a cosmic perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we forget the simple, sheer miracle that every single day of our lives is. This is the miracle. This is the gift that we have. And, you know, and for me, the truest expression of that, you know, the freakiest, the most radical idea that exists in the world is of love, you know, being in this barren rock in the middle of infinity. And yet love exists. And, you know, we've not lost anything, but we need to fire each other up and bring back that love and that positivity to one another.
Thank you. This is it. This is it. And you brought not just you brought some live music. This is what we want to hear. Some two guitars and some super nice voices. What we gonna hear from a new album?
We're gonna play Obstacles, and you know, this is just about whatever you're facing in life, wherever you are, whatever hindernisse, as you say in German, challenges. You know, keep on going and keep on taking a deep breath and getting over them. And it goes like this.
Looking at the obstacles in the way, it reminds me of a certain saying. I can see the dam that I gotta breach. It is high and hard to reach. Don't you know that I've been dreaming? Don't you know that I've been searching? Every day through the ups and downs I find I am alive. Facing a fire, taking a whole world in your heart. I got a fire to start. I wanna tell you that I believe in who you are. That you're broken, they're just the obstacles in the way. Looking at the scars that line my heart and the wounds that tore me out of love. Never any other way in life. To the pain, dark turns to light. Don't you know that I've been dreaming? Don't you know that I've been searching? Every day through the ups and downs I find I am alive. Pressing a fire, taking a whole world in your heart. I got a fire to start. I wanna tell you that I believe in who you are. If you're broken, just say, best in the obstacles, best in I'm on my life. Best in the obstacles, I'm still alive tonight. I wanna tell you that I believe in who you are. If you're broken, just say, facing the fires, taking a whole world in your heart. I got a fire star. I wanna tell you that I believe in who you are. That you're broken, said they're just the obstacles in your way. They're just the obstacles in your way. They're just the obstacles in your way.
Jim Croft mit Obstacles auf Lux FM. Wow. I love that. I love that the private concert feeling.
It's just for you, Kate.
Yeah, just for me and all the others. Das Album, das erscheinen wird, das ist noch gar nicht raus von Jim Croft. Es kommt am 15.11. Love in the Face of Fear. Wir haben gerade Obstacles davon gehört. And there's not just a new album, there's a concert.
Rock and roll!
There's some rock and roll going on. And you came here and you just eure Probe unterbrochen. So thank you.
Yeah,
but you're rehearsing right now.
Yeah,
too.
We're rehearsing, we're deep in rehearsals. I'm sorry I'm so stinky today, but we've been thrashing it out in rehearsals because we're playing this show at Ouster Club in Berlin on the 15th of November. And we're so looking forward to seeing off, you know, all the people who want to come down. And please come and sing along, do the rock and roll, because we're going to leave nothing on that stage afterwards. It's going to be pure fire.
Nice.
Rock and roll, come on.
But it's a bit different, difficult, because you have to, like, listen to the album in the same day and learn everything to, like, freak out to the new songs, right?
Yeah, but, you know, freaking out is what it's all about. Sometimes you just got to put that fire out, you know.
Also, ihr habt es wahrscheinlich verstanden, aber 15.11., da ist im Ouster Club die große Release-Party des neuen Albums. But there are not just the new songs, but old songs as well from you.
Well, you know what, Kate? You know, I came in here for the first time in 2007 into Flux FM when it was the old Motor FM. And you know what I love about this station is that you always support underground artists. You know, I've been underground, I've been overground, I've been major label, I've been independent label, I've been all over the place. And you guys have always supported, and there's so many artists like myself that feel that. So big up, and thank you so much for having us all this support over the years.
Thank you. I guess everyone heard that from the guys.
Special love, Ruli.
And girls who is picking all these super nice artists coming here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, what's the next? I mean, when the album drops, is there a tour coming up?
We're on tour so the first 3 months of next year, mainly in Germany, and then there'll be wider, you know, European dates as well, and there's all types of cool stuff going on. But one of the things that I'm most excited to work on is, is Love in the Face of Fear as an idea, and so I'm going to be launching sort of some types of different initiatives, sort of using the films that I shot during the journeys, sort of trying to do some fundraising for various different entities. So we're speaking with different foundations at the moment about, you know, in different types of areas. So I'm really excited to announce that a little bit later on. But, you know, it's just about trying to do something practical. And, I think the message with Love in the Face of Fear is it's not about an album, it's about an idea. And it's like, you know, if you're out there and you're feeling down or isolated or lonely, whatever it is you feel, you know, please just reach out to someone you love. Tell them that you love them, that you're thinking about them today, because we just get so damn stuck in our minds in this sort of alienated, fragmented modern society. So, yeah, if in doubt, love and tell someone.
Also wenn euch das jetzt auch so inspiriert hat, was Jim gerade gesagt hat, es ist tatsächlich so, dass man wahrscheinlich dann besser beraten ist, dir zu folgen auf Instagram, auf Facebook und so, und um das Ganze so ein bisschen im Kopf zu haben, um das alles zu sehen, was da also passieren wird rundherum. Das Erste, was passieren wird, ist, dass das Album rauskommt am 15.11., dann gibt es das Konzert im Ouster Club und wir haben natürlich auch ein bisschen Gästeliste. Thank you for sponsoring guest list.
Of
we
course.
Put it out.
Okay, can I just do a shout out?
Sure.
I just want to do a huge shout out to Jonathan Kluth, who produced the record, and to Chris, the guys at Radicalis, and to, you know, Eric, who's done the booking, and all the people across the world who've sent me so much love. And the record is now available for pre-order, so just chucking it out all over the place. And thanks everyone for all the support, and, you know, please write, let us know your thoughts about Love in the Face of Fear. And yeah, thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, wonderful. Wenn ihr dabei sein möchtet, ja, und euch das Ganze live ansehen möchtet, dann ruft jetzt ganz kurz durch. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Telefonnummer. Und mit ein bisschen Glück schreiben wir euch auf die Gästeliste am 15.11. im Ouster Club. Da gibt's dann Jim Croft live mit einer CD-Release-Show von Love in the Face of Fear. Thank you for stopping by. Now back to rehearsal. Send you back to rehearsal. But we listen to one song. And the question is, what is your favorite type of sinner?
Oh, favorite type of sinner. Well, you know, that there is, you know, this song was written at a time of, you know, when you meet someone and that absolute, you know, spark and fire is there. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, you get led astray. And that's the wonderful thing about love. It's not all about being a goody-goody. Sometimes it is also about those joyful ways we sin and choose to love one another. So, yeah, this is a more personal song, if you like.
Okay.
A lot of memories.
Is it a world premiere on radio as well?
It's a world premiere! It come on, is. Jim! Favorite type of sinner!
Yeah, it's Jim Croft from Zenaplatte, Love in the Face of Fear. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Woo!